Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We haven't heard this song in a non-ironic way in a long time, Hugh Douglas.
Hey!
It feels good this morning. Clap your hands, everybody. What a debut for VJ Edgecombe. What a night for the Sixers. Tyrese Maxey with 40. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillis, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Good morning, Hugh. As the Sixers go up to Boston last night, they open with a win, and they put a smile on our face for the first time in a long time. That wasn't just a win last night. That was a whoa. Maxey with 40. And how about VJ Edgecombe, one of the great debuts in the history of the NBA. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And I just want to say, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you do things, it's better to get out ahead of them before, you know, something happens. So I just wanted to apologize to the EMT that I fat shamed yesterday.
Oh, no.
Had a little bit of a road rage incident yesterday. And I caught him.
Hugh.
I had some EMT. He was...
Hugh, come on.
You better hope you don't need help anytime soon, buddy.
No, I mean, but to be honest, he was kind of portly, so I wasn't.
This is not a good apology.
But portly.
No, I'm just saying. I caught him fat a couple times because it was like a little road rage. He was being a little aggressive, so I pulled over and I was calling him names.
Your apology sounds like sorry you're fat.
Well, no. See, I'm apologizing because I got in trouble. Like I'm just before something happens, I'm trying to get in front of him
because.
You know, to let the bosses know that, you know, it was some other stuff.
I always say the best way to get in front of something is live on the air. safest way to do it.
We're screaming towards that sign behind you. We need it for YouTube, for you people.
No.
The 0 days without a call from HR.
I'm trying to get better, but sometimes folks on Twitter get real comfortable being disrespectful, right?
What does that have to do with the guy in the EMT?
But I'm just saying, people get real comfortable because the dude in the car, he got real comfortable feeling like he could just say whatever he wanted to say, you know, making hand gestures in the back of his mirror and all this other stuff because you in your car, right? So I pulled over and I, you know, because I'm pretty sure the boss is listening. So I'm just letting you know, if you see something, I apologize.
Okay. So we appreciate you hijacking the first segment for an apology as we come in here excited about the Sixers.
I am excited. Right, I'm excited. No, DJ, let's go.
Hold on. I'm gonna go off your cue.
Okay.
It's get out ahead of something, right?
Yes.
We got a star, guys. We got a star in VJ.
It feels like it, don't it?
I don't need any more.
There was a lot at play last night during that game.
Yes, there was. All right, so let's we need everyone's reaction. That was an awesome night. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Or let's react to the Sixers opening night. But it was beyond that, right? It wasn't just an opening night victory over a Celtics team that, to be fair, is not what they have been in years past, right? Tatum's out, and they're not the same. But it was still a win on the road in Boston. And, Hugh, so I always think basketball is the sport. You could see it. You could see it quicker than other sports, right? Baseball, you have to kind of go through a lot of the league to see how you adjust and all that kind of stuff. Football, teams get tape on you. I don't know, guys. Basketball always seemed to me, if you could play, we can see it. And then it's about how much you grow from there. You could see it with VJ Edgecombe. He jumps off the TV screen. His athleticism is incredible. When we sat here during draft time, I said he reminded me, when I watched him in college and saw the highlights, I was like, that looked like young Dwayne Wade to me. He's got that kind of game to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that last night. This guy can jump out of the gym. He can shoot, obviously, a little bit. And who I thought he played with a poise that most 20-year-olds don't play with. Sometimes 20-year-olds are kind of frantic, and they're all over the place and wild
skittish, nervous.
He played like a 6-year vet, but with the athleticism of the top 3 pick in the draft. I loved what I saw. All-time kind of night in terms of 34 points. Most in a debut since Wilt Chamberlain.
About 60-something years. My cousin's here, right? And he was telling me, like, man, because we watched the game. He was like, do you know that's the first time that's happened in about 60 years or something like that? Yeah.
It was incredible. And he broke LeBron James's record for the most in a first quarter. 215-592-9494. Lot to unpack. Your reaction to VJ Edgecombe. Last night, I'll tell you this. It changed the way I feel about the Sixers. I mean, this season now has different kind of life. If this kid could be this good right away, plus you 40 points from Tyrese Maxey. And we were wondering yesterday, Hugh, what would it look like, right? Would they try to
run it through Joel?
And they did not. No, that game belonged
like
to the guards.
Minutes, like yep. 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about the size, you know, out there on the court. You worry a little bit about that. But you know, it's one of those things where
they're professional.
It's one of those things where you like what you see, the energy that the young guys bring to the table. You really like that.
Well, how do you not? I mean,
gotta be impressed by the size.
This is a Hall of Fame segment from you, Douglas. I mean, when we have the induction on the Wall of Fame here, just pull this segment right out. Just play the whole thing for everyone in the hallway. 215-592-9494. I loved what I saw last night. VJ Edgecombe is the real deal. I mean, 34 points in his debut. Maxey was like the second story with 40 points.
That's
amazing when the 40-point guy is your second player.
It was fun to watch him run up and down the court. The aggression that VJ Edgecombe played with, the fact that he was driving to the basket the way that he was shooting perimeter shots. It was a fun night, man. It really was. And I know that the Celtics aren't what they were in the past because Tatum's hurt. You know, God, it's a different team, but it was fun to see. And you know, people remember you for your debut. And he had one hell of a debut.
It's one of the great first impressions, really, in Philadelphia sports history for a rookie. I mean, like, you just like think about first impressions, first glance at a player. And I know they had some preseason games, but like last night was the first time most people watched VJ Edgecombe play a full game of basketball, and he was a star. You know, the other part of it, of course, is that Joel Embiid, like we were saying, was phased out. I mean, like, he's obviously not right physically. He's not what he used to be physically. I don't know if that's
ever...
He
gave you 20 minutes. He got, what, 4 points?
Well, gave you is a generous way
of
putting
it. Well, I'm just saying...
He was there.
It's obvious that he's not where he wants to be. And they're positioning themselves for life with not so much Joel. I'm not going to say without Joel Embiid, but life with not so much Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a sample size of what potentially you might see from the big fella all year.
Well, I'm good with that. I mean, I think the quicker they phase him out, and I know there's a lot of people that still hold this hope that Joel Embiid is going to be the player he used to be. Last night was fun, and it had nothing to do with Joel Embiid. I mean, if you go – I was rewatching last night, you know, this morning, because I watched the game last night, and then I wanted to kind of take it in again. So I watched the full package of highlights this morning that the NBA put out for the games, like a 10-minute highlight reel. I think there was one offensive play that Joel Embiid was part of on the highlight package. He was not, and watching it live, it felt the same way. I mean, he wasn't really part of the game last night. He doesn't look the same. And last night felt like a transition by accident. I don't know if the Sixers planned this. I don't think they did, but it felt like the passing of the torch almost on accident. This team belongs to the guards now. I can't wait when McCain comes back and the three of them compare together, some combination of Maxey and McCain and VJ Edgecombe. That's where the team is. Last night changed the way I feel about the Sixers season. It's not now just a, let's see what we got for the future. No, they could play. These kids could play. Edgecombe can play at 20 years old. 215-592-9494. Hugh, did last night change how you feel about the Sixers?
Yeah, I'm excited about the squad. But see, here's the thing, Joe. I was always excited about the squad.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what it was going to look like. Even if it was Joel Embiid out there, I was still excited. Because hope springs eternal. I wanted to see what the big fella brought to the table. But the one thing that kind of jumped out to me last night is everything didn't evolve around him.
No, almost nothing did.
Yeah, and I felt like, okay, yeah, they're going with the young cats. Now, realistically, how far can the young cats take you? Don't know. Don't really care. Because I was so excited about last night, I started looking and say, well, do I want to go to the game Saturday? Because they come home Saturday, and then they have one Monday. But, you know, we got a big game. We got a big football game. Sunday, so it's kind of tough to do that. But I'm excited about this season. I am excited about going to the Sixers game.
Yeah, you know what it was last night? As soon as the game ended, I started looking at the schedule. Like, when's the next game?
Because
like, you know,
it was they're here Saturday, then they got one Monday. Yep. So I might try to make the one Monday.
Yeah, I feel a sense of excitement around them that I haven't felt in a very long time. There is a future and a present. Joel Embiid is not a part of it. I think we saw a star born last night. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Edgecombe last night after the game, talking about his confidence and working on that shot every day, which looked really good last night.
Man, it was just having confidence, man. My teammates keep passing me the ball, telling me to shoot it, so why not, man? And I know I've been working on it every day in the gym. I'm in the gym every day working on those same shots, man. So hopefully I'll make more next game, though.
Yeah, well, whatever he's doing, it's working.
I like how he's talked about his teammates just giving him his moment. Mm-hmm. He looks like a star. I mean, again, small sampling size, but what we've been through here in Philadelphia and what we see out there on the court now, I think it gives you hope. I think people are excited about it.
Yeah, again, we can be clear about this. No one is saying he's all NBA right now. He's a rookie. It's his first game. But I think with certain players in the NBA, like great athletes, you could see it from the jump. Like when he took off coast to coast and jumped and dunked the ball, that's Anthony Edwards kind of stuff. That's young Russell Westbrook kind of stuff. Like guys like that, they don't grow on trees. Guys that can play at that level and have that athleticism, this kid has it. 215-592-9494. Let's hear again from VJ talking about how the team fought last night.
5 3-pointers in your NBA debut. Is that what you're going to be most proud of coming out of this one?
Nah, I'm most proud of how we fought towards the end of the game, man. We were down late. We down 10 late, and then we fought back, you know. So that's what I'm most proud of, man. Individual stats going to come, but, you know, the team success is all that matters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Team success is all that matters? I love to hear that. That was what I wanted to see, and I loved it last night. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, let's react to VJ Edgecombe, the Sixers opening with a win in Boston. Kyle, what are you thinking? That was fun last night.
Yeah, and like I guess I tried to convince myself that the best way to enjoy the Sixers season was going to be to, I guess, get rid of your expectations, lower your expectations, mm-hmm. whatever you want to say. Like, I'm not sitting here going, like, you know, the only way this season could end on a good note is if they win a championship or, you know, if they contend or get past the second round, stuff like that. Like, I'm over that because I think part of me is saying it's time to envision this team without factoring Joel Embiid into the equation. And I know it's just one game, but that's kind of how we saw it bear out last night.
He was like, barely there.
You said it, like, it's time to give the keys to the young kids. VJ Edgecombe looks like an absolute stud. And it looks like, you know, for all the faults Daryl Morey has, the guy can draft. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tyrese Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, and...
Yeah, he needed that, though.
Yeah, but...
it may have saved his job here.
Well, yeah. Maybe, yeah, but also, we can just go right back to last season with Jarrett McCain, like, and he's not even playing right now. So, like, I don't know. I'm not sitting here saying, you know, like I was last season, we'll be, what did I say, 3-seed minimum or something like that?
Which, yeah, that was what you said on draft night.
Look, still a possibility.
Yeah, sure.
Still a possibility, but I don't even, like, care about that at this point. Like, I'm almost, the Sixers have, you know, everyone's saying the Phillies are now the Sixers. The Phillies might be the new Sixers because the Sixers aren't really there anymore for me. Like, I'm almost turning the page and viewing this as a new era. And last night was an awesome start. I feel great about it.
Yeah, and look, I know it's one game, but last night wasn't about the win. It really wasn't about, and it was great they won, but it wasn't about the win. If they had gone out last night and won the game, you know, behind a shaky effort by Edgecombe, and Maxey was fine, but Embiid was the one that played well, I wouldn't be as excited today because I'd say, come on, guys, it's not going to last. it's Joel Embiid. We know he's banged up. This isn't what he's going to be able to do every night. That wasn't it. It was actually the perfect script last night to make me feel better about where this team is going and where the franchise is going. It wasn't about Embiid. He's now a role player. We could say whatever we want about what he used to be, and we could argue about that till we're all blue in the face. He's a role player now. He's just a glorified role player now that was not even on the court in the fourth quarter when they came back and won. This team now is about the young guards. Two of them last night were stars. And the third one, when he comes back, can join them. 215-592-9490 for your reaction to VJ Edgecombe. 34 points in his first game in the NBA. That was awesome. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Guys, I'm sorry, but last night really doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not falling for the banana and tailpipe. And I didn't take the pledge, so I don't know who in studio did, but I guess that matters.
I don't know if
but
we didn't have a Sixers pledge.
I don't think we had a pledge.
We didn't have a Sixers pledge.
Yeah. Well, I definitely didn't take a pledge, and you know, maybe if you guys come up with one. But guys, listen, I mean, this team's put me in this position because to anybody that wants to walk that plank and believe that this time the water is full of unicorns and not sharks, you know, go right ahead. I'm done believing in the car that every time they roll it out there, the wheels fall off in the middle of the Daytona 500. So, like, to me, I'm not there. Like, the only way that they can bring me back is what you guys just discussed. If this is truly, we're going to let the young Thundercats run up and down the court, and, you know, we're going to play fast, and this is what we're going to do, and Embiid is going to become solely a role player that sits under the basket for rebounds, maybe you can win me back. But, you know, hey, Chuck said this best yesterday. He said the team needs to run through the young guys and not Embiid. And Joe, you already said this. They seemed to do that last night, but let's see if that really sticks or that's just a temporary plan because he's just coming back. So right now, this team has repeatedly showed me over and over again that if I put my head in the door, I'm going to get the door smashed on me. So I'm not buying in on it. And Hugh, you know what? Damn it, Hugh. Douglas, you're right. I'm tired of these tough people that hide behind their keyboards and their steering wheels. They all think they're big and bad, but then, you know, they don't really want that smoke, Hugh. So good for you. But you know who's really to blame for this yesterday? I'm really upset with Bobby Lincoln because he needs to protect Hugh and protect his talent. So, you know,
I think he's trying.
I
think
he does a good job.
I think he's attempting by telling Hugh to put his phone down.
Yes. No. Mm-hmm. You know what? Now I'm getting cranked up because if he really cares about his talent, he should dip in his own pockets and pay for a car to pick you up, let him get driven back and forth to the studio, keep him safe, protect your talent. That's what you're supposed to do. So you know what? We're counting on you, Bobby. And Hugh, you know what, though, Hugh? In other news, I'm going to leave you on the way out. Be careful because the Heat's coming for high-end gamblers. I heard the word on the street they're coming from, so watch yourself.
I think I'm safe.
Yeah, for now, Chris in Middletown.
These $2 parlets, ain't nobody looking for me.
Yeah, they're looking for Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier. We'll get to that. One of the wildest stories in sports history is players and coaches getting arrested left and right in the NBA. Just quickly, and I do this maybe I shouldn't even go here, but when did your road rage incident happen yesterday? Because where we were to where your exit is not
well,
far.
Well, I had to go. My cousin's with me, right?
Right. So this was beyond just a commute
this
back
was
and
after,
forth.
Like we had to go to Best Buy.
Okay. So when I left yesterday, I realized like you were pretty close to where we were.
Yeah. So we had to go to Best Buy. Harper had a baseball game yesterday, so I had to go to that. So we're at Best Buy. So the EMT, he's you're driving, you're trying to pass, so. He took it upon, like, he wants to play chicken, right? Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's fine. But then he's in the back, you know, he's in my rearview mirror making faces and, you know, hand gestures.
He was tired of your crap.
And all this other stuff. So I was like, okay, so I pulled over, right? So then now he has his camera out. And I'm like, nobody cares, fat stuff. You know, I'm trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I start fat shaming. And that's what I feel bad about. I should have just kept going.
Yeah.
But I fat shame.
Next time, just keep going.
But my thing is, I thought you had to be in shape to be an EMT.
Okay, we're going to stop now.
I'm just saying.
No, but this isn't an apology.
No, because I'm wondering.
You're actively making this worse.
No, I'm wondering.
You really are.
No, see, Hugh. See.
No, I'm just asking because
know when to walk away.
We should move on.
Know when to hold him. But know when to fold
okay,
him.
I apologize.
Okay, that's great.
I apologize. Now,
Joe in Harleysville talking about Edgecombe and the Sixers. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good morning. Joe, what's up?
That was a hell of a game last night. That was a roller coaster, especially for watching the young guys and just seeing how that game played out.
It was a roller coaster. Joe, there was a couple portions of the third quarter when they went down like 8 or 10, and I was like, all right. You know, I liked the way Edgecombe played. Maxie looked good. I was almost like shrugging my shoulders, like, all right, it's game one. If they lose up in Boston, you know, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. It's the first game of the season. But then they never let it become like a 16-point lead or 15. They kind of kept it at 8. They kept it at 7. And then they just calmly got right back in the fourth quarter. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. Usually Boston pulls away from us, but not last night. I thought Edgecombe looked like basically the best complimentary, you know, guard or forward for Maxie. I mean, he can facilitate, he can shoot. And then that dunk on Jaylen Brown, I was like, oh my God, who is this guy?
Joe, I thought the same. It's funny you mentioned Jaylen Brown. And Joe, great phone call, man. Appreciate you being part of it. So the first possession of the game, like before he scored any of his 34 points, before any of that highlight stuff happened, when Boston had the ball and everyone's kind of grabbing their player to guard, it stood out to me. VJ Edgecombe was guarding Jaylen Brown. Like, just think about that for a second. Jaylen Brown is one of the best players in the NBA. He's been one of the, I don't know, 20 best players in the league, 15 best players in the league for a few years now. He's been a part of a championship team, been to multiple finals. The guy's a really good player. And boom, right off the jump, right off the tip, VJ Edgecombe is guarding him. It shows you what they think of him as an athlete, as a player. That was awesome last night. DeMond and Delco is up on WIP. Hey, DeMond.
DeMond.
Yo, good morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, DeMond.
Hey, fellas, I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited to see my Sixers. Last year, I cried. I broke down. I stopped watching basketball completely all in together. But this year, man, seeing Edgecombe, seeing Maxie, seeing the young new core, man, I was so happy. I was so happy, fellas. So happy, man. And Embiid, he is now a role player. He needs to play his role. Him and Paul George or whatever, they need to come back, fit in some kind of way, and contribute. I don't care how you contribute, but get on board and contribute. That's it. And I think the East is open, and we can do it. I'm happy, y'all. What y'all think?
Well, DeMond, I agree.
Get in where you fit in.
I agree.
Paul George and Joel.
Yeah, they got to move out of the way, right? Like, there's a way, DeMond, this works where they are – These veteran guys that once in a while can carry the load if the young guys are down, but they got to take a step back. This team belongs to the young guards now. It belongs to Maxie. It belongs to Edgecombe and McCain.
And listen, McCain hasn't even came back yet. Listen, he hasn't came back yet. The fingernail guy. I like him. I like the fingernail young boy. I like him too. But, you know, it's just when I seen Maxie, man, and then Edgecombe, you talk about him. Listen, tell me this, fellas. He reminds me of a young Jimmy Butler, like more tenacity, though. Just look at his game.
I see it. So he's probably a few inches shorter than Butler, but I see it to his game. When I watched him, DeMond, I saw some Butler. I see some young Dwayne Wade when I see him. I see a little Russell Westbrook, too, like young Russ when he was explosive and could go to the – yeah.
Attacking.
Yep.
I love the dunk. I love the dunk. He took advantage of the big man as soon as he got on him. Took advantage, used him. Used him, Hugh. Yeah. Used him.
That was great. It was fun. It was fun to watch.
It was awesome. DeMond, good phone call. 215-592-9494. That's how you know the kid impressed people. We're making these big comps to these all pros and these guys that, you know, made all NBA teams and MVPs and all that kind of stuff. Hall of Famers. 215-592-9494. VJ Edgecombe, historic debut last night. 34 points, the most by a rookie in their first game since Wilt Chamberlain in 1959. We're starting to feel good about the Sixers. Did last night change how you feel about the team? Rhea's going to join us next. She, like a lot of us, have been hard on the Sixers in recent years. Does she feel differently? We'll talk VJ and Embiid and the Sixers coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday like tonight, your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. If your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet, plus a share of bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. We are feeling all right. We're feeling good after last night. What a night. What a start.
Indeed.
For the Sixers. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio joining us right now. Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. When was the last time we all were smiling and felt good after the Sixers game? Not doesn't happen around here very often.
It's been a very long time. It's been a very long time.
What'd you think? Edgecombe.
I had said, you know, Joe was kind of shocked at me yesterday morning when I said, I was positive on the Sixers for some reason. I said, I'm just really excited about this kid, VJ Edgecombe. Not in a million years did I think he was going to do that kind of performance. But then I'm watching the game, and I get annoyed that after the first quarter, Embiid's played 5 minutes, and he's looked, frankly, horrible. And I start to complain about it, and then I just keep sitting there watching, and I go, I don't need to complain. I've wasted too many years complaining about Joel Embiid, and I got this kid to watch. And Maxey.
And look, the two of them together, I mean, 74 points to combined. And I always think at Rio with basketball, you could see it quicker. Like in football, teams, they get a book on you and they get tape, right? Baseball, you need to go through the league and a bunch of at-bats. Basketball, if you're a special athlete, it just jumps off the screen.
There's so few people on the court. And
Edgecombe jumped off the screen last night.
It was the calmness with which he played. And it was funny, Maxey was teasing him after the game about the two missed free throws. Yeah. They were kind of in a big spot.
They were.
But I mean, and what I loved is that the other players, once they realized, they were like, feed him.
Yes.
Just feed him.
Let's get out of the way.
Yeah, just, you know, get him to a spot. You know, how many years have we waited for a guy who just gets down, gets to a spot, boom, it's up in it?
I know.
You know, I mean, I have PTSD from Ben Simmons.
Yes.
I think somebody said online that he may have more three-pointers in one game.
You know
Ben
what?
Simmons. And I said, I got to look that up.
It's like you read my mind. I was pulling up Ben Simmons' numbers. He may have hit more last night than Ben
hit
his whole career.
Right? He hit five.
He hit five. I'm going to see if Ben hit five in his entire career with the Sixers.
When I saw that, I thought it was a joke, and I went, you know, it might be right.
I think that's remarkable, considering the guy was here for, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Whatever it was, 4 years? 215-592-9494. All right, so now what? I mean, this was one night. It was great. Does it change? Like, what were your expectations before last night? And then have they changed a little bit? Because they have, for me, not that they're going to go win the title, but they have a shot to be interesting and pretty good with just these kids. And McCain, who I liked last year, he's not even back yet.
He's my son's favorite player. He's missing.
He can shoot, too.
Because when is he coming back?
Yeah.
You know, and I said, hopefully soon.
Yep.
Here's why it's huge. Because there's just been and the Phillies better be very careful about veering into this territory. Mm. Of, you know, just never, you know, disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. And that's kind of how we all felt about him. I felt like, I was like, I might get my team back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team I grew up loving. And it's just, I've always just had this nasty taste in my mouth the past couple of years with them. Because frankly, I don't like the way they run their organization. But these two kids, I mean, Maxey has been fun since he got here.
Yes.
And you put, I mean, it's literally the changing of the guard.
It felt like a transition that happened in front of our eyes last night.
Embiid didn't play the last 10 minutes.
Well, I know. And then they played their best basketball. Yeah. And didn't it look like you when he was on the court, Embiid? They were playing at one speed, and he's just, at this stage of his career, he's at a different speed.
And that's one of the things that jumped out to me. And by the way, this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mat technology to find your perfect mattress. But it was one of those things where the reality set in where they were going, because going into this game, I didn't know what the game plan was going to be. I did not know what the game. I didn't know how they were going to try to play Joel Embiid. He played in the last preseason game. We were all raving about how good he looked in the preseason game. They are making – it feels like, Rhea, in one sample size, that they're making a conscious effort to prepare for him when he's not there by playing the young guys.
Well, because, I mean, we're on a minutes restriction. First game, 20 minutes. Yep. Are we going? When are the games restrictions going to start?
Oh, soon.
You know,
sure.
No back-to-backs. So,
it's hard to go back-to-back.
Well, here it is, especially hard for Joel Embiid, really, for his entire career.
It was fun to watch the game last night.
It was.
Long time that I could say that, where I just enjoyed the pace.
Yep.
In Barlow.
Who's on a two-way contract? Like when the starting lineup, I put it on like 15 minutes before, and I saw the lineup, and I'm like, it brought me back to like, all right, there's still a team in transition. Yeah. Barlow's starting, but then you watch
like 8 rebounds.
Yeah, no, he played with energy. Yeah. He was fine. By the way, your instinct was right, and that person online was right. So he matched Simmons last night. So Edgecombe now has as many 3-pointers as Ben Simmons had his entire Sixers career.
No, that's insane.
5 of 13 last night, Edgecombe, and Ben in 4 years here was 5 of 36. He only attempted 36 threes
in 5 years.
Remember the fifth year he didn't play, right? Yeah. He just hung out
Baby
until they traded. Yeah, exactly. But 5 3-pointers in total in 5 or whatever years.
I laughed at it because I thought it was a joke, and then I said, well, it might actually be true.
It is remarkable. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's grab William. William in Jenkintown is up. What's up, William?
It's right here.
William?
Uh-oh.
William's talking.
Moment too big for him.
It's been like 15 minutes.
With William?
Yeah, I'm just like...
Oh, you're saying he has only been on hold for a few minutes. Yeah, I got you. Matt in Bucks County is ready to go. I know that. What's up, Matt?
Hi, guys. hi, Rhea. thank you for...
Thanks
for taking my call. It's been a bit. I got to say, Rhea, you cracked me up earlier when you said something about it's Slap Your Coworker Day. I was laughing. Thank you for that.
We need more of those around here, to be perfectly honest. No. You're not allowed to participate.
It's National Slap Your Coworker Day.
Stop playing.
You're not allowed to participate.
I said I was going to celebrate by slapping DeCameron.
I don't want to slap any of my coworkers here.
Thing.
Is this like, can you slap?
Awesome.
Matt, before you go, I just got to say, if you can do that.
Can I slap like coworkers I've had in the past?
Rhea, if you slapped a camera and that was live on video, it would go viral. I mean, that would be...
Would that blow up my Instagram?
It would blow up everywhere.
I like it.
It'd be hilarious. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry, we were talking about slapping the camera.
Yeah, that made my morning. And Hugh, calm down. You're my age, buddy. It's okay with road rage. You're going to be okay. Calm and breathe. Last night reminded me of... Joe, you said it. You hit it on the head earlier. You said something about... it wasn't about Joel Embiid, and it was not. And it was beautiful to see these young guys, and think about it, they scored 40 points in the fourth quarter. Their legs were under them the whole game because of that youth infusion. And I'm thinking the same thing, and I'm hoping the same thing for the Flyers. The Phillies, you know, we're sad about that. The Eagles, they're going to be fine. But the Flyers and Sixers have been so insignificant in the Philadelphia area. As a fan, I root for everyone, even the Union. But you know, now with this youth movement with the Flyers and Sixers, you got to be excited. I mean, this is exciting.
Well, the Flyers got to get, you know, Michkov, is he out of shape?
Yeah, every time Broads is on, I'm listening for, because I want to hear like what he feels about it. Because he's our guy here now.
Broads.
I could tell, but last time I heard Broads, though, he was kind of frustrated with the whole Michkov thing. But he should be. He needs to get on the ice and be in shape.
Broads went on after the Sixers game last night and lost his mind.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I need to go back and listen.
He must listen
Matt,
to
I agree. You're right. The youth movement gives us hope. Because I had lost all hope for the Sixers. And Matt could phone call. Rhea, you and I think similar about the Sixers. Yeah. I lost hope. Like, even when they won 45 or 50 games, I was like, all right, cool. But there's no hope. And look, I know we're excited today. They're probably not going to do anything super special this season.
Yeah.
But last year, the Thunder won the title as the youngest team ever to win a title since, I think, the Blazers in the 70s. So it feels like the league is changing. You can win more younger than maybe it used to be. So it gives me hope that in the next couple of years, they could turn into a contender.
Well, and look at the East. I mean, there are massive problems around the East.
Totally.
With star players out.
I don't. If you ask me right now who the best team in the East is going to be, I don't know. Maybe the Knicks.
Cavs.
And those teams aren't like overwhelming. They're good, but they're not overwhelming.
Cavs had the best record.
They did last
year. And then they went out in the
crumbled.
First round.
Yep. Yeah, they did. Let's go to Toot the Barber up on WIP.
All these distractions going on.
What's up, Toot?
What's up, y'all? Thanks for
taking
my call.
What's going on?
Hey, Toot. What's up, pal?
I'm excited about the Sixers. For the first time in a long time, I really, really, really was excited watching them. And in the beginning of the game, I seen them trying to go through Embiid, and it was like the kids wanted to run. I say we can't say trust the process no more. We got to get out of that. I think last night we finally got out of that watching VJ and watching Maxey. And it seems like to me that Maxey was more excited playing with VJ, and it made him play a little more aggressive.
He's dreamed for a backcourt mate like him.
Yes, yes. Someone that will run with him. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, and Joe, I agree with you on basketball. Talk more basketball, Joe. You know what I mean?
Well, if they start playing like this, I'll talk a lot of basketball. We all will.
Listen. I'm excited about them, and my expectations wasn't that. I didn't have any. I just wanted to watch them play, and I wanted to see something different. Because for the past couple of years, it seemed like I was watching paint dry on the wall. I knew what I was going to watch. You know what I mean? And like y'all said, Barlow, you got to play Bona. Them guys are like, their legs are fresh, and they running up and down the court, cleaning up what they're missing. And I think that's what's been missing with the Sixers. I think they should play through the kids. And when McCain come back, now you got more shooting, more playmaking on the court. And it's just going to spread the court out a little more. You know what I mean? I think they should just play through the kids and just take their bumps and bruises and just keep it moving like that. And like you said, Joe, use Embiid as a role player, because I think he slowed them down. I think they want to get out and run. I think they want to get out and run and play like tough defense. He can't even get off the court.
I mean, you can see. I mean,
see it.
Yeah. Look, good phone call, man. We can hope that maybe as the year goes on, if he plays less minutes, maybe he'll be able to play his role well. But, it was so nice that it wasn't all about him last night.
No, he was at, like, I put him in a couple updates, and then after that, I went, well, why am I talking about a guy who had
four
points? He's not the story. And I will say this, Kelly Oubre drives me nuts. But boy, he's never met a shot that he doesn't like.
Oh, he's not shy.
No, he's not shy. But he had a big one.
No, he did.
Late. And I like his energy. I do.
To me, if he's like your fifth or sixth best player, he's fine. Like, he could hit some shots.
Yeah, bring him off the bench for instant energy. I like him, but he does drive me crazy.
Yeah. Hugh, the part that's going to be fascinating is then how this evolves. Like, was last night just a one-off, or are they really willing
that's
and ready to have him be a role player?
That's the thing. Because, you know, it's the opening of the season. Spring's eternal. You know, we're suffering from Joel Embiid PTSD.
Yep.
And to see these young guys play, you want to just see how it's going to go. But I think it's a good start. I think that what you saw last night, you would be foolish not to try to build off of, to see where he would go. The biggest thing that jumped out to me last night was his confidence.
Yeah.
You know, when he took a couple shots and when he saw that, you know, it
10
almost
straight at once in
yeah,
the first
you know what I mean?
Quarter.
And it felt like he felt that he could play at this level. Yeah. And then he just started to play. That's something I feel like we haven't seen around here in a while. Maxey looked like he had it, but it felt like he kind of took it back.
Well, Maxey was the only one playing last year.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it all himself.
And it felt like he kind of took a back. What's the word I'm looking for? Not so much took a back seat to Joel, but kind of respected him. He didn't want to try to take
over. Also, don't forget, Harden was here in the beginning of his career, too.
There were
a lot of stars he had to take a back seat to.
So it just feels like VJ is like, hey, I have an opportunity to be a star on this team, and I'm taking advantage of it. That's what it kind of felt like last night.
And I just liked, Rhea, that he didn't play out of control. I mean, many of these 20-year-olds come in, and they're just all over the place.
Yeah, Mukuba.
Yeah.
I mean,
a good example.
He's a rookie. He makes great splash plays, and then he misses an open field tackle. I think that's what you're kind of talking about. I didn't see that with him.
I didn't see a bad shot. No. Like, you would think a 20-year-old always gets a couple bad shots.
He got a little cold in like the second or third quarter.
Yeah, you're going to miss some. But if there was any negative at all, was he missed the two free throws at the end. Yeah. I was wondering if his legs were tired. He played like 42 minutes last night. That was a lot, but luckily, they moved on, right? I was sweating. I was like, oh no. Because that would
it would have dampened it. Yeah, because you have to win the game.
Yes.
I mean, and he said that. I like that he said that. They're like, oh, you did all this. And he's like, no, we won the game.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, cool.
There was a moment, I think, in the third quarter when they went down like 8 or 10. And I was like, I kind of shrugged my shoulders. I was like, all right, this is a positive start if they lose, you know. But then they came back, and it's like, What a great win to get in the first game of the season. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Philadelphia. Good morning. 76ers. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing out there today?
Good morning, Aaron.
I haven't heard the Sixers song in a
while. I haven't heard Aaron sing it. Aaron likes to sing on the air.
Every time I hear that song, I think of Ike and him dancing at Brian Dalton.
Might be a day to play that one. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Before we get into the bona fide superstar, we got to touch base on Hugh. You got to be careful what you put out in the universe, my friend, because you're liable to wind up in a situation where you got a 450-pound paramedic giving you mouth to mouth when he hasn't brushed his teeth in like 6 months. So just be careful with what you put out there.
Hopefully that doesn't happen. Thank you.
I was really hoping we didn't have to get back into this. But you just made it so much worse.
Hugh, let
me do this for you. To all the first responders out there, no matter what your size or shape is, we appreciate all of you. So does Hugh Douglas. He loves all of you.
How about the Sixers?
Thank you for cleaning it up, Aaron. Now your thoughts on Vijay Edgecombe, the basketball player.
Cooper Flag who?
Oh, now we're cooking. Here we go.
Let's go.
Absolute, positively, bona fide superstar in the making with Vijay Edgecombe. He slices. He dices. If that's not enough for you, he can pull up and drop a 12-foot J. He's got the mid-range game. And if that's not enough for you, he'll pull up from downtown and hit nothing but air, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. What a fun game to watch that night.
Right.
And then yesterday, also, you've got, this kid Barlow, I haven't seen a Sixer, and I can't remember, who will follow up on the offensive, paint and follow up and hit a shot with a layup. Just it's so exciting. Nick Nurse is sending a message to all the Sixers fans about the youth movement for the Sixers. It's going to be a run and gun. We are going to run teams out of the arena. It's going to be absolutely a fun year. Whether they make the playoffs or they're a championship team, you know what? The Flyers, the Sixers, there's a youth movement going on. How lucky are we to be Philadelphia sports fans today?
Well, luckier than we felt a couple days ago, that's for sure, Aaron. And he mentioned the youth movement. You know, when Nurse was in Toronto before they acquired Kawhi Leonard, they had a lot of – they had Van Fleet, they had Ananobi. There was a couple more. Siakam was young. So I think this might be a better kind of team for Nurse to coach anyway.
He made a comment the other day that I was really intrigued by. He said, I have a goal this year is I want – if two people come to a game, I want them to say that we played our asses off. And I was like, all right, I like that.
I like that a lot.
Thought that was pointed.
This is the new Sixers.
The funniest thing is I got, I fell asleep, but Ross Tucker sent me a text last night of a tweet he sent out. I think it's a little early for everyone to be asking if the Mavs made a mistake drafting Cooper Flag over Vijay, but I understand the question.
One guy struggled last night. One guy dropped 34. We know who's who. And Ross, by the way, will join us coming up at 12:30.
Nice.
Perfect. Let's go to William in Jenkintown. What's up, William?
William.
Not much. Hey, the fact that they came back just shows me how much grit this team has. Because last year, they lost by 25 or something. And so that's what stuck with me, man. And that's why I'm all in. I think we're a playoff team now. Maybe 40 more wins. I don't know. But it's going to be fun.
William, sometimes you can have more fun watching a team that is
growing,
like a bottom-level playoff team. Like, I could see an instance where they're the sixth seed, and I have fun all year, rather than the years they've been like the two seed or the one, and we're dreading the postseason. Yeah. I'm okay with that. If they show progress and make the playoffs, and we see a lot out of Vijay and Maxey and McCain, I'm good with this season.
Remember when Hugh, I'm pretty sure you were on these teams, when the Eagles with McNabb lost to the Cardinals, Aeneas Williams picked them off. It was I was bummed that they were out of playoffs, but I was like, we got a great team.
Yep.
I had that feeling, and that would be nice to have that here.
Well, because the future's like sky's the limit, William. Yeah.
Yeah.
And William.
Yeah, I think so. I think the future's bright.
All right.
William, it is very bright.
All right. Good time. Right.
You know, we have talked to you about before we let you go, Rhea. BG back. We haven't talked to you about it. I think it's awesome.
I actually sent BG. I have said before, I'm not a big jersey wearer. I don't have a lot of jerseys. But I got a jersey for Christmas last year, and it was BG. And so I said,
Kelly Green or
Kelly, of course, Kelly Green.
And this week is Kelly Green for
it's
the first
Kelly
time.
Kelly Green. So I sent him a text last night, and I said, I wonder what jersey I'm going to wear to the game on Sunday. And he was laughing. He's like, let's do it. It's awesome. I mean, I'm amused by the people who are like, oh, he could ruin his legacy. He's helped the Eagles win 2 Super Bowls. Absolutely nothing he can do.
I think it's one of the most overrated things people say. I don't even think that exists. Like, we were going through it the other day because I think BG mentioned Tom Brady came back.
Yeah.
You know, the three of us had to, like, rack our brains to remember Tom Brady. Tom Brady's last game was a playoff loss to Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. He won 7 Super Bowls.
Do you think I care, like, what Steve Carlton did at the end of his career?
No. Because when he had, like, a 6 ERA bouncing around the American League Central.
My all-time favorite Philly of all time. I don't remember, you know.
We overdo that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, your legacy is what you did for your full career.
Greatness is greatness. And, you know, nobody talks about, I think Joe brought this up, nobody talks about Michael Jordan with the Wizards.
No.
No.
I mean, other than us having fun, no one talks about Hugh Douglas on the Jaguars. I mean, that's not, that's.
No, nobody remembers that.
Money. Does she do anything for us?
Well, Jack Del Rio talked about it.
But you know what's funny? I get invited to more Jaguar stuff. I got invited to like a boat ride that I'm not going on, by the way.
A boat ride?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go on a boat ride?
Yeah, go
Jaguars
for it.
Jaguars Legends? Would you consider me a Jaguar
Legend?
He
doesn't like being out on the water, man.
Wait a minute. With a straight face.
I didn't know it was Jaguars Legends.
They were like Jaguars Legends. Do you consider me a Jaguars Legend?
I think
does infamy count?
That says something about the franchise. They haven't had many good players.
But is it free?
Damn. Well, it is. But
they're going to fly you down? I take the free
that,
trip.
It's not that
Can
serious.
I have it for you? I'll just hang it
out. You can
go. Say,
like,
who's this guy?
You've lost a lot
Hugh
of weight.
Hugh Douglas.
And I got, they'll say I have vitiligo.
Hi, I'm Hugh. You're what?
I got vitiligo.
Don't ask any questions. I'm Hugh Douglas. I'm here for the boat ride. All right, Rhea, we appreciate
I'm a Jaguars
it.
Legend.
I am a Jags legend. Rhea, we appreciate you hopping
All right,
in.
Guys, have a good one.
You too. There you she too. Is, Rhea Hughes. All right, are you excited about the Sixers? And it's really, has it changed? Did last night change the way you feel about the Sixers after watching VJ Edgecombe last night? It did for me. It gave me way more excitement and hope for this season. I can't wait for this thing now. Your calls on that. Plus, Brian Baldinger said something yesterday about the Eagles on offense that caught my attention. We want to get into the next. It does track with something else that was said a week ago about the Eagles offense, why it looks the way it does, and what we're expecting the rest of the season. That's next, and your calls on the Sixers. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you've heard about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Blackberry Tennessee Whiskey. Got it right that time. Black Daniel's did his job. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.